This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I hope you guys have been having a real, real good week. I'm pretty happy Empire was on. I really, really like that show. I've been waiting for Empire to come back on because it had such a, not a tearjerker, cliffhanger last time. These cliffhangers, they're really difficult to handle. I can't handle cliffhangers well. I'm the type of person that marathons through shows. When it came to 24, I saw all 7 seasons or however many seasons, like, over a 3-week period. I was like, I can't sit there and wait the whole 5-6 months for any, you know, I guess the answer to what happened. Remember Who Shot JR? That messed so many of us up back in the 1980s. I mean, we couldn't even function. I think I had pre-algebra. No, it was 81, so I was 5th grade. Yeah, I was smart. We were learning multiplication tables in the 5th grade. I remember I couldn't do that because I needed to know Who Shot JR. You had to wait until next season. I'm like, wait. And I thought it was not Bobby. I thought it was it was somebody I didn't like. There's a lot of people I didn't like on Dallas. I forget who. Who did I think did it? I didn't think it was Crystal. I thought it was Crystal later. But I think who did I think? No, it wasn't Ray. I had a crush on Ray. Oh, Cliff. I thought Cliff did it. Yeah. Yeah, that was me. And my guess is he did, and then they decided to change it around. But anyway, so that was pretty good. I started my new job. I'm a professor now, director of communications at Touro University in Nevada. I haven't gotten fired yet. I have been very, look, you would have been on real good behavior. You know, when the boss is there, I'm really nice. I'm not smacking anybody upside the head. I'm not singing. I have not started singing. Now, they put my office in the back corner. I found that very interesting. So my office is in the back, and I'm like, wait a second here. Wait, I can't then, you know, go to other people's offices. Yeah, you can, but I got to walk farther, you know, probably because they know that I'm going to, you know, come to work. I'm just going to sit there and talk. I'm like, hey, what's up with you doing? And I do that. I do like to, you know, check in on people, and it's really fun to do, you know, and make jokes and wreak havoc. So it's going pretty good. But one thing I did, yes, I am starting to work, okay? Yes, I have started working. Okay, one thing I did do is I was watching the medical students and how they interview patients. And I got to tell you, it's amazing how this medical school, Touro University, has this all set up. They have like a room, like Mission Control, that has videos. And there are actors and actresses as the patients. And so the students, the younger students, when you're a first and second year, you're learning book work and you're starting to get access to patients. Third and fourth year is when you're out in the hospitals and the clinics, etc. So these are, you know, second year students who, you know how to take history, know anatomy, physiology, know a lot of the background of medicine. And now they're working on their interviewing skills. And these actors and actresses were amazing. I mean, God bless you guys for doing it. Crying and learning how to, the particular case that they were working on was, the patient had a twin brother or sister who died. And so they were crying and we were testing to see how the students handle somebody crying, how to still get the physical done, how to still get everything they need to get done. And, the students did an amazing job and everybody's technique was different. But I found it, I was actually giggling a little bit because you saw the difference between men and women. You know, men, you could see were very, very uncomfortable with a woman crying. And they handled it well, but you know, you saw the, because the actresses were told to keep crying. And I'm watching and I go, they don't know how to stop the crying. They don't know how to move on from crying to getting, you know, the work done. And they don't want to be rude. They don't want to, you know, so that's one thing I'm going to teach them. And I know a lot of you guys are like, wait a second, Dahlia, teach us. Because when my wife starts to blubber, she is blubbering. Okay. And my answer to you is, well, let her cry. Be a helpful ear. Yeah. But what do you do if 15 minutes later the game is on? Well, you need to then stop the crying fast. And you know what? I'll talk about that. How to get a woman to stop crying or a guy to stop, you know, because you need to move on. I mean, our life is now too short. We got things to do. And I mean, I only in my family, like when my kids cry, I only give them maybe 2.5 minutes. Okay, I don't have the patience to sit there and see a blubbering fit from my kids. 2.5 minutes is a very long time for crying. So anyway. With me, when a patient cried, you know, with my own private practice, I could say, you know what, everybody else is on hold. You and I, we're just going to sit here and talk. But in the real world now, where private practice is existing less and less and less, you need to function. You got patients back, you know, outside complaining, going to Yelp, going to the Better Business Bureau, complaining to the medical board that you're 10 minutes late. So at that point, you know, you need to figure out how to, you know, truncate a crying fit. Again, I'm not saying fit in a bad sense, just, yeah. So that's one thing I'm going to be working with them on. Another thing that I found that was very, very interesting is there was a hesitation on when to touch the female patient, okay? Now, this is what's so awesome about Toro, because they're teaching ways to show empathy without you feeling like you're, you know, inappropriately touching somebody. But I still noticed the male patients, they didn't know if they were allowed to hold a patient's hand when they were crying. They didn't know if they were allowed to hug them. And so I'm teaching what to do. That's a very, very empathetic, sympathetic way to make contact without actually looking like you're touching somebody. So many of you guys have coworkers, right? Your coworker could start bawling and you're like, well, I want to hug them. But if I hug them, I could later get sued. So one thing I suggest is to come around, when you walk towards them, kind of come around the back and just kind of hold their shoulders and lean in. This way, the only body contact you're having is your arm around the back and you holding her shoulder from the back. Nothing on the face, no hugging, no whatever, just kind of coming around the back, kind of like a pal, going, I'm here for you. So these are techniques I get to teach, but it's completely different from when I was in medical school, because we were told you touch them. You touch their leg, you hold their hand, and now it's a different world, and it's interesting to see how new students have to navigate that. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Hey guys, all right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, with Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so before we get to medical news and headlines, this was an interesting email, and I think it relates to a lot of us. Justice writes, I work at a firm, and it's toxic. I saw on a blog, quote, toxic work environment can hurt your health. I'm actually thinking about, he says fining, I think he means filing, workers' compensation. I now need antidepressants and sleep aids. Please discuss toxic work environment and environments and how it affects health. Okay, I never even thought of that. Would a toxic work environment get you workers' comp? I mean, again, my first inclination is just leave the place. I mean, don't even, you know, bother, you know, getting, you know, subsidized and I, you know, and force yourself to stay there, I would just flee. I, you know, but here's the problem. I think many work environments are starting to get more and more toxic. You see, I'm seeing this term all the time. Patients would come into me going, you know, because you always have to ask, you know, how's your home life? Anytime anybody wants an antidepressant for me or an anti-anxiety medication, I always ask, A, about home life, B, about relationships, and then C, about work, the letter C, work. And the term, oh, it's toxic. It's toxic. And then it was very interesting. When I was watching the O.J. Simpson, the latest O.J. Simpson versus, I guess, California, the U.S. versus O.J. Simpson, whatever, that case, Judge Ito in the show describes how the case is toxic. So toxic is now this new term that we're using, even though I really don't know if they used that term back in the 90s. I don't think we used the term toxic. We used rad a lot, or was that in the 80s? Maximum Zoom Dweeb was in the 80s also. That was my favorite one. Oh, my gosh. He is like a totally a Maximum Zoom Dweeb. You know, Gooby. Gooby was a word I used in the 80s. Okay, but back to toxic. Okay, so how do you know if your workplace is toxic? Okay, one is obviously the stress. All right, if you start to drive to work and the stress starts to rise, I mean, this is something we really need to talk about because so many of you guys are on antidepressants, you're on anti-anxiety medications, you're popping pain pills because you don't want to step into work. You don't want to go into the workplace. Now, maybe it's toxic or maybe it's your own personal issues that you're having, you know, with work, et cetera. But whether it's your fault or work's fault, we could just say for now, there's negative energy that you're receiving from it, and it's a toxic environment for you. Your body does not do well in that environment. It could be your fault. Like for example, okay? If an animal knocks something over and in the house or whatever, and it ends up starting a fire, that animal will have the instinct to leave. It's got to get out of that place because the fire will burn and kill him. Even though it was the animal's fault, the environment is toxic and that animal needs to get the hell out of there. Okay, same thing. So let's say you slept with somebody at work. Now you broke up. Now she's got the whole office against you. The boss is mad that you did that. You could be possibly facing a suit, etc. The place is toxic. All right, whether you cause it or not, if you need to flee, you need to leave. So one example is high stress. Another thing that we see is, you know, a toxic environment is where the work consumes you. So when you're home trying to enjoy life and leisure, work is still invading into your house. You know, when the Affordable Health Care Act came out, and we were starting to see all the changes, and then it got worse the next year and worse the next year. That topic of patients and how to keep a practice open and how to pay the staff would go into my husband's and my personal time at home. Now, for me, I don't have personal time because I work at home also. I mean, I'm always doing the show. I'm always working on the show. I'm always prepping. I'm writing. I'm you know, so I'm already doing half a dozen things. But I remember my husband's like, look, you know, can we just talk about work at work? I just don't want to think about it now at home. And I don't blame him because as things were really, really rough in the dearth of the recession, it was already entering into our life. That's a sign of toxicity. When you have low morale, okay, when you see your other work, your other colleagues, where they're like, I hate my job. I hate this job. I want to go. Gosh, I can't wait. Is it 5 o'clock yet? No, it's actually 12:52. We're still on lunch. Oh, my gosh. Really? 4 more hours? That kind of stuff, it not only is a sign of toxicity, but it makes the scenario more toxic. All right? You also see a lack of loyalty. Very interesting. InterMed Publishing writes a list. They have also here, increased physical and emotional illness. Many people start to have GI upset, anxiety, depression. They say it could even cause heart disease, cancer because of high stress. And we've talked about cortisol, et cetera. So, but in terms of you being able to detect what's going on, if you see a lot of your coworkers start taking more and more sick days, again, that's a sign of it being a toxic environment. And it also makes things more toxic because now you have less people doing the job that needs to be done. It is such a vicious cycle. They say unrealistic expectations. You're put in a situation that sets you up for fail and burnout. That's another thing. You feel like the boss hates you. So the boss gives you a job that you're going to hate so much that you want to quit. That is such a shame. That's, again, that's you, and you feel like you are on your way out. That is toxic, and it's a shame. It really is a shame because I see so many places like this. Lack of immature leadership. They say many of the leaders are immature, dysfunctional, lack of empathy, aggression, bullying, hypocritical. There's poor communication. Employees are starting to scapegoat, blame each other for other things going wrong. Relationships are more dysfunctional, etc. And so, sometimes managers, and I've had managers write me, they can't fix it. If you have staff that keep calling out, and then that starts a production problem, then your clients or your customers are upset. Then when they're upset, they're yelling at the supervisor or the manager of the store, or the dental office or what have you. Then the other employees get the grumpiness from the customers and the clients. And it just goes on and on and on. And it does take great leaders, but sometimes you don't have the leadership to come in and fix it. And what's very frustrating is when we were having issues with our staff, and I was looking to doctors who were longer in practice than I was, the one common suggestion they gave me was clean house. Just fire everybody and start over. Because the toxic people are going to infect the others. It's going to, you have negative people, they're just going to breed the negativity. And the reason why they said that is I was like, look, every time we try to hire somebody new, all of a sudden they don't show up or they don't call or they go, of course, one of your staff people is whispering to them or making some car or bullying them or making some insinuation. Sometimes we'd have people work and then 2-3 days later they'd leave all of a sudden. They look so happy and would call them and they're like, well, I don't want to say, but I just don't think the other girls like me. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And then I'd have to talk to the staff going, really? None of this sorority stuff. You are going to be a sisterhood. You are not going to bully others. So, I didn't like the idea from a medical standpoint to just clean house. It's very difficult to do. But at some points, we had to fire. We had to fire a lot of people. So what could you do as a coworker that doesn't have management access or the manager is so incompetent that then what I would recommend you do is one is start recruiting, make committees of the non-toxic people and make committees on how you guys are going to make things better and how you would want things run. Okay. And I would suggest incentives. Okay? Like, you know, guys, for everybody that shows up this month to work that doesn't call out, we're gonna have a fund where they get free lunch or something like that. We bring in free lunch or whatever. But you come up with, and then you bring it to the manager and go, look, these are issues and we wanna make this work. And this is our committee. If you don't have time, your work doesn't allow a committee, you need to talk to upper management and you need to tell them and say, look, the environment is getting toxic. I'm seeing this. You know, I'd like to help you change this up. So can you give me the time away from my desk so I could work on this and here are my ideas. Show them your ideas and, you know, make sure to not take it home. Toxic work environment cannot be brought home. Okay? You can't. If not, you got to start looking for another job. And make sure you have your options open. And yeah, that's interesting. Workers' comp. I don't know if workers' comp would. I don't think so. I don't know if depression or anxiety could. It may. You'd have to look at your workers' comp state requirements. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. By the way, since there is so much information that we try to cover, I am starting to post health headlines on my Facebook and Twitter, and then eventually on my website, so that you guys at least get some of the most relevant headlines. I mean, I talk about a lot of stuff on the show because I want to make sure you guys are up to date. But because I talk about everything on the show, sometimes we may not get to all the health headlines. So I want to make sure you guys check that out. So then when you are at work and the environment is getting toxic and you want to look all smart, you could go, look, this is what I learned on, you know, the Dr. Dahlia Facebook page. Everybody's like, oh, wow, man, you are so smart. I'm like, yeah, I am. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is sick. Did you guys hear about this? Three Alaskan first grade girls. So we're talking, what, 6 years old? Plotted to kill their classmate by spiking the meal at lunchtime with the quote-unquote do not consume silica gel packets. Is that crazy? And an unidentified parent whose son attends the school with the accused girl say, I didn't think, I had to think about talking to my child about, you know, leaving his food unattended, unquote. They say the trio at Winterberry Charter School in Anchorage never was able to carry out the plot, and they have been suspended. We're talking 3 6-year-old girls wanted to kill another child and poison them with the do not eat silica gel packets. Now, they won't kill. They're actually not poisonous, but we'll talk about that in a little bit. But the kids didn't know that. The intent was there. I mean, police really should be involved. I know they're 6 years old, as well as psychiatrists. The Anchorage police said the students planned to slip the silica gel packets from their lunchbox to poison their fellow first grader on March 22nd. The packets, as you've seen, are in dry snacks, beef jerky, dried fruits. They're even in, like, shoe boxes or labeled do not consume. But they're not toxic, luckily. The girls believed they were poisonous and thought their classmate would die if she ingested them. Another student overheard the girls discussing the plan and told school staffers, good student. Oh, tattle, tattle, tattle. I, you know, when I grew up, you weren't supposed to tattle. Then you were supposed to keep it quiet, and you couldn't be a snitch. If you were, your life would be ruined. I want to tell these kids, no, you tattle, because now we're not talking about smoking in the, you know, the bathroom. We're talking about people plotting to kill other people. What a good kid. Because I, you know, think about it. When I was 6 years old, I was scared of, you know, the other kids in my class. You know, so I probably would have told my mommy. I would have come home going, mommy, you, oh my gosh, mommy, this is what's going to happen. And oh my gosh, I'm scared, mommy. And then my mom would have like, oh hell to the no. And then my mom would have gone down to school and opened up a can of whoop button. And then that's how that would have handled. But I went to my mommy. Jennifer Castro, spokeswoman for Anchorage Police Department, said, we're grateful that the student was able to speak up, and obviously at such a young age, the important lesson here is to really teach your kids if they hear something like this, something where somebody intends to do harm to someone else, they should tell someone that they trust right away. The girls are suspended, but the school did not say for how long. So so really quick, let me talk about these silicone gels, and then, you know, what to do with your child that had intent to murder. I mean, So it's, the silica gel is supposed to be non-toxic, non-flammable. I don't think it reacts much. It could, if the silica was in a crystalline form, it could cause silicosis, which could hurt the lungs and cause a restrictive lung disease, but there's no silica dust in these little silica packets. So according to the Utah Poison Control Center, they say silica gel is a desiccant, which dries out. It absorbs moisture and is included in the packaging of many products like shoes, purses, medications, electronic equipment, computers, etc. Desiccants are the most common foreign object ingestion by children under 6 years of age, according to the Utah Poison Control Center. Silica gel packets are printed with very strong words of caution. Do not eat, harmful if swallowed, throw away. So my issue with these silicone packets, because or those little baby cylinders that you get in your vitamins, I'll open up some vitamins for the kids, and then there's one of these little silica things, or these little cylinders with silica in it. And I'm like, you know how easy it is to pop one of those in your mouth? And I knew they weren't that dangerous, but I'm thinking choking hazard. So we doctors, we're concerned about the silica gel packets more because of a choking hazard issue. So they say the contents are not harmful if swallowed. So if your child swallows these, the big concern is are they breathing? Are they choking? And I would still contact the Poison Control Center, okay, because they'll tell you what to watch for. But again, the packets are not supposed to be dangerous, okay? Because I always worry about the cats. You know, the cats go into the shoeboxes, etc. By the way, very interesting. There's a story out talking about 20 ingenious ways to use silica gel that you never knew. Apparently, old books, if you put one in an old smelly book, the smell will disappear. Razor blades that don't last long because they get dull because of the moisture. The silica gels could keep your razor blades more fresh. When water ruins a cell phone, just like the way rice works, they go silica gel packets work the same way. You cover your phone in them after the nasty encounter with water, seal it away, wait at least 24 hours before powering your phone back on. Cameras. Also important, the camera might be exposed to condensation. That'll leave marks across the lens. So, they say if you take out the memory card, battery, and the lens, replace the remaining parts of the camera with silica gel packets, the condensation will dry up. Same thing with waterproof cameras. Wet clothes. They say when you pack a bag away of wet clothes, it's stinky. If you throw some silica gel packets mixed in with the items, they can absorb some of the moisture. I gotta watch that. I wanna see how quickly they do this. Certain pictures. So pictures don't get hurt from water damage. You could use that. Flowers. They go storing the flowers. You know, you get a flower from a guy, and then you would put it in a book, and then you would save it because that was a rose from somebody that they, yeah. Apparently, the silica gel packets help it last. Of course, we use them for vitamins, and they let the vitamins stay longer. So there's a bunch of different stuff these could do. Okay, so now what do you do with your kid who plotted to murder somebody? Well, of course, my inclination as a mom, okay, is, okay, who was the ringleader? Because I probably wouldn't blame my kid. I mean, I don't think, you know, if I had a daughter, she would have that in her. But I would want to know what's going on. Obviously, there's some anger issues. I would get a psychiatrist involved, absolutely. But I would want to know, one, was it them the one that was plotting, or they were going along with it and they got talked into it? Both are very serious, because that means your kid could get talked into doing something really, really dumb later. Right? And then if they're the ringleader, that's a whole nother slew of issues going, how could you even think that? All right? Then what I would do is I would take my kid to, if we would be able to do it, to tour the morgue. Or to tour a pediatric ER where they see kids who are sick, kids who are injured, or unfortunately in the morgue where you have dead bodies. And I would have my kids see what a dead body looks like. And I don't care about the traumatization of that. I would ask my kid if these were my first graders. I would say, when you want to kill somebody, do you know what they look like when they die? And I would show them that. All right? I mean, why not? And then they'd be grounded. I don't know. I'd probably also switch schools. I would not let my kid go back to that school. That's, wow. Those parents got a lot of work on their hands. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. And, you know, whether you listen to me live or not, we have an answer line that you could call in. And if we're not live, when you call in, you could leave a message on the answer line. I will answer it, obviously, without stuttering and stammering. I will try to answer your question very lucidly the next time we are on air. We're on air every day. I am live in the mornings from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. So many of you listen at night. Some of you guys listen on the weekend, etc. I'll still answer your questions. And if not, I'll answer them personally by email if you email me at drdahlia.com. If you want to read on air, please let us know as well. Okay? So, early ultrasounds may not detect microcephaly in mothers with Zika. Now, this is very, very important as we look at the tumultuous abortion debate. They say three ultrasounds done in the early weeks of pregnancy in a Finnish woman from Finland, Finnish, living in the United States infected by Zika, failed to show signs of brain damage in a fetus later diagnosed with the birth defect microcephaly. The woman was not identified, but she was infected while traveling on vacation in Mexico, Guatemala, and Belize in November 2015. The exact location of transmission was not known because she traveled a lot. It wasn't until the 19th week of her pregnancy that signs of the birth defect first started to show up on ultrasound. A follow-up study using MRI showed extensive brain abnormalities. A study showed that the fetal brain had shrunken from a normal head circumference, which was kind of roughly about 50 percentile during the 16th week, to the 24th percentile by week 20. The head circumference was still not small enough to be classified as microcephaly. So the MRI showed that the brain had extensive abnormalities, but the ultrasound didn't really show a small head yet. Given the extent of damages seen on the MRI, the woman elected to terminate the pregnancy in the 21st week. So that is still, that's a second semester abortion. And they say here, what our paper suggests that physicians should use caution in reassuring patients who have normal fetal ultrasound examinations early in their pregnancy. So we got to do a much better job getting these women tested so we know what's going on here. Dr. Duplessis said single ultrasounds may not capture infection-associated fetal brain abnormalities that may worsen over the course of the pregnancy. I was wondering about that. I was wondering, you know, because I've done a lot of fetal ultrasound when I was in training because I wanted to ultrasound every baby I was about to deliver and see it and, you know, see where it was, see, you know, if it had, you could tell if it was breach or not by feeling, but I wanted to make sure there wasn't a placenta down there. I wanted to make sure there weren't vessels so I didn't have anything impeding or possibly causing tearing as the baby came out, like placenta previa. But you know, and so, you know, looking at head size, you get very, very comfortable with head size when they're older babies. When they're younger feti, all right, you could measure the head circumference. And, you know, you could, you know, see the brain, and I could see how you can miss a lot on ultrasound. I don't think we're in any position right now to MRI every person. I would love that idea if we could MRI every pregnant woman. It doesn't have the risk like CAT scans do, but in terms of the cost and we don't really have a lot of studies on MRI and, pregnancy. I think people are going to be reluctant to do it. Now, they say to date, we still don't have definitive proof that Zika is causing the microcephaly, but there's more and more evidence suggesting a risk. I think yesterday another study said, look, we're pretty sure that's what's going on. But again, nothing that we could say, nothing that we could, broadcast, yet as definitive. But it definitely brings up the topic of, all right, so are we going to be performing second trimester abortions? Or she found out, okay, because an MRI was done. So if women don't find out until, let's say, if all they're getting are ultrasounds, and then ultrasounds may not show microcephaly till third trimester, are we going to be okaying third trimester abortion? Now, I know that this is a tough issue. I know Donald Trump was in the news with more Trumpisms. He advocates an abortion ban, and he had insinuated that there should be a punishment for women who undergo abortions if the procedure was outlawed. And then when Chris Matthews, when Preston Moore, later in a statement, he said if Congress were to pass legislation making abortion illegal and the federal courts upheld this legislation or any state were permitted to ban abortion under standard federal law, the doctor or any other person performing this illegal act upon a woman would be held legally responsible, not the woman. So he kind of backtracked on that, saying that. But I don't know what we need to do with the abortion issue. I mean, from what I'm hearing now, one statistic I'm seeing, let me see here. 2011, we had 730,000 abortions performed. 2012, it went down a little bit. It's been going down. 699,000 abortions. And these, I believe, were first trimester abortion. Okay, we have a lot of work to do on how to unify what our approach should be. Because many of us fall pro-life or pro-choice. I think the fetus is a life. I mean, when you do as many ultrasounds or deliver as many babies as I have and take care, I mean, it's, you can't tell me that that's not a living creature. Okay? And so, I mean, it's a baby. See the heartbeat, so it's a life. And so the debate is whose rights do we have to protect? The unborn child, the baby, or do we protect the rights of the mothers? Now, many of us agree that rape and incest and, severe birth defects where the baby would be in pain or possibly die may allow certain allowances, obviously for abortions. But what about the women that are, certain sexual decisions that consensual sexual decisions with birth control, etc., and decide they don't want the baby and it's not right for them. And, you know, many of my patients that have come into me asking for help for abortion, I tell them I don't perform it. I really don't know who does in my city. The only people I know would be Planned Parenthood. And I feel really I'm at a loss to help them because they're crying and they don't want the baby. And they, but I ask them, I go, what happened? And, 99.99% of them said, I didn't think I was going to get pregnant. I should have used birth control. I should have used a condom. And so it's a shame that a 2-minute sexual experience with a split second thought can cause such a deleterious sequelae of, okay, having a baby that you're going to abort. But then again, split-second decisions are life or death on the roads, on the freeways, and in the operating room. So, I think, personally, 600,000 to 700,000 abortions a year, if many of them were because of birth control mishaps or sexual promiscuity, that's a problem. And we need to really make sure birth control is accessible to women. I mean, I want to bring these numbers down. I don't want women getting pregnant and then needing to abort the baby because they, the timing isn't right and they want to work on their career. We need to not let them get pregnant. We need to offer means so they don't get pregnant to begin with. And then if they don't want to use the birth control, they don't want to use the measures that we have, Then we need to have counseling and I like the idea of there being at least a day or two delay from somebody going, boom, I want to get this done to, okay, let me think about, what's happening. And I really would like to see these numbers decreased and we help women so they don't get pregnant and so they have options, but they're babies. These are babies. 1-877-DOCSALLY, 1-877-DOCDAI.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
body do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with a sacro wedgie.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.